let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Thank you for joining us on the program today. You know, over the past 40 years, Americans have cut their snooze time by 1 to 2 hours a night. We now sleep less than people in other industrialized countries. Chronic sleeping problems afflict as many as 70 million Americans, costing the nation billions in medical expenses, accidents, and lost productivity, according to recent studies. Last year, doctors wrote a record 43 million prescriptions for sleeping pills. So what's going on? How does this deprivation affect our bodies? Our guest today, holistic health expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., back with us to offer her best tips on how you can sleep like a baby. Just not during the program. Guarantee no one will fall asleep as we listen to Dr. Susan. Welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us once again. I put her asleep during the introduction.
An important topic.
You know, it really is, and I will mention in the beginning, the newest book that Dr. Susan has is Invest in Yourself with Exercise. We'll talk about that throughout the course of the program. Information on all of her books available at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The new book's available in a multiple of formats. You can even get a special limited edition, have it signed by the author, get a little note card and a bookmark with it. We'll talk about that during the course of the program. This is alarming when you go through the statistics. When we've fallen behind all the other industrialized countries, when we see as many people, and it's tens of millions that are impacted by the loss of sleep, and the 43 million prescriptions, the big problem is what happens to our bodies when we lose sleep. Let's start by talking about that. What is the impact on ourselves when we rob ourselves of sleep?
Definitely. It absolutely takes a toll on our bodies. Now, keep in mind that there is nothing more restorative for the body than good sleep and plenty of it night after night. Lack of sleep, Rick, affects everything from job performance to school grades to health to family harmony. And women in particular, especially mothers, are the most sleep deprived. Moms lose about 9 hours of sleep a week. I know some moms are listening and saying, nine? What about, I think I'm more 20.
Yes.
But sleep debt impacts relationships, and according to a very recent National Sleep Foundation poll, 25% of couples say that they're too sleepy for sex. And it's been shown that 6 hours of sleep nightly is the equivalency of driving drunk in terms of mental functions. Lack of sleep undermines our body's ability to deal with stress. And a good way to tell if you're getting enough sleep is if you can awaken in the morning at a regular time without an alarm. If you need a buzzer or two or three alarms to get out of bed in the morning, you're probably not getting enough sleep.
How much is enough sleep? I remember years ago reading with envy at the time, Bryant Gumbel, who was doing the Today Show at the time, and he would get by on 4 hours of sleep. And I'm thinking how much more productive I could be if I could get by on 4 hours of sleep. How much is enough? And are you kidding yourself if you think you can get by on as little as 4 hours?
By the way, about 3% of Americans can thrive on only 4 hours of sleep and are optimistic, positive, and productive. But the rest of us adults need between 7 and 8 1/4 hours of sleep to maximize our ability to function daily. Adolescents need 9 1/4. Preschoolers need 12 hours. Toddlers need 13. That's you, Rick.
Yes, thank you.
And babies need 14 to 18 hours of sleep every day.
That's amazing. So most of us are kidding ourselves if we think we can get by with 4, 5, even 6 hours of sleep. And you mentioned something before that's interesting, and you talk about it in the monthly newsletter, that listen to your body. Your body will tell you so many things. And your body, I'm taking from that answer the last question, your body will tell you when you're losing sleep. It's pretty obvious when your body is saying, hey, we're not getting enough sleep here.
No, that's right. And I know so many people in my private practice come to me because they have an issue with weight. They want to lose weight. And the first thing I ask them is how much sleep are you getting? Because researchers are now discovering that sleep affects your hormones that regulate satiety, hunger, and how efficiently you burn calories. And I'll put this simply, too little sleep makes you hungry, especially for foods that are high in calories and low in nutritional value. And these include processed junk foods, especially those made with white sugar and flour, and fried foods like French fries and potato chips. And also, lack of sleep primes your body to hold on to all of the calories you eat.
You know, we've talked about that before in discussing several of your books. The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle is one, Invested in Yourself with Exercise, we've talked about before. And there really is a connection, you're just touching on that, a connection between lack of sleep and putting on pounds.
Yeah, there is. And not only that, but there's some good studies to back it up. One was done a couple years ago at Columbia University in New York City, and it found that people who slept, listen to this, Rick, 6 hours a night were 23% more likely to be obese than people who slept between 7 and 9 hours. Those who slept 5 hours were 50% more likely, and those who slept 4 hours or less were 73% more likely to be obese. So if you're eager to drop a few pounds or a lot, make getting ample sleep each night a non-negotiable habit in your lifestyle.
So not only are you probably not as productive as you think you're going to be by cheating a couple of hours of sleep a night, you're probably putting on some pounds and damaging your health in that respect as well.
Oh, absolutely. And so much more than adding on pounds, what happens in your body. Because consistent lack of sleep can lead to a variety of health problems, like toxic buildup, weight gain, of course, accelerated aging. Okay, so if you want to look older quickly, then get less sleep.
Yes.
Depression, irritability, impatience, low sex drive, memory loss. I know a lot of people are checking off their lists here. Lethargy, relationship problems, accidents. And at least 1,500 reported drowsy driving fatalities each year. Remember, I said that studies reveal that driving on only 6 hours of sleep is like driving drunk. And the problem is, these days, our cars are so cozy and comfortable, and cruise control doesn't help. And the instant you feel drowsy at the wheel of an automobile, when your eyelids get heavy, you've got to get off the road.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Her website is susansmithjones.com. The new book we talked about is Invest in Yourself with Exercise. The book is available Kindle, e-readers, all the different formats. You can get the information by going to the website. Also, you can find out about a special limited edition. She'll personally autograph for you a handwritten note, bookmark. It's a wonderful gift for yourself or for others that time of year to start thinking ahead. A lot of great information in there. And if you go to our archives, at thisweekinamerica.us, you'll pick up on a couple of programs where we actually talked about what's in the new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. It's available at susansmithjones.com, or you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned before, and this is interesting, how lack of sleep affects the hormones, stress levels. Most people have enough stress to deal with in our everyday life without compounding that. Talk about that and how detrimental that is.
Yes. Now, this is fascinating to me. At the University of Chicago, Karen Spiegel, she and her team did research, and they asked, I wouldn't want to be in this study. They asked participants to stay in bed for just 4 hours per night for 6 nights, then 12 hours a night for the next 7 nights. And when sleep deprived, blood sugars, cortisol, and the sympathetic nervous system activity rose, and thyrotropin, which regulates thyroid function, fell. In other words, the results of this study showed that chronic sleep deprivation forces the body into that fight-or-flight response, pushing blood sugars and other hormone-related functions out of kilter. And we've talked about this before, Rick, in previous shows. Higher on our stress show, higher cortisol levels, among other things, leads to memory loss, an increase in fat storage, we don't want that, a decrease in muscle, the perfect combination if you want to lower metabolism and gain weight easily. But if you want to increase the muscle mass, and we all should want that, which is necessary to create a fit, lean body, you need at least 8 hours of sound sleep nightly to encourage muscle maintenance and growth and the release of that human growth hormone, one of your best friends, which helps keep us youthful and strong. And put another way, sleeping can make you slimmer.
Well, and you mentioned before the aging process is accelerated by lack of sleep. Talk about that, because a lot of people spend a lot of time, money worrying about aging, and by shortchanging themselves at night when it comes to sleep, they're actually accelerating that process.
Mm-hmm. You see, in that same Spiegel study at the University of Chicago, participants who slept, remember, only 4 hours a night for a week, metabolized glucose 40% more slowly than usual, which is similar to the rate seen in very elderly people. Glucose metabolism quickly returned to normal after getting a full night's sleep every night for a week.
I mean, that's just amazing, the power that sleep has over so many facets of our lives. And again, let's go over the signs the body is giving us that we are sleep deprived. Talk about that again, because it's so important. And so many of these issues we blame on lack of caffeine or other things rather than the core of the problem, which is the lack of sleep.
Yeah, well, if you begin to fall asleep in the middle of a very exciting radio interview, or if you become sluggish, drowsy, fatigued, particularly after lunch or in the middle of the afternoon, then you're probably sleep deprived. If you have difficulty getting up in the morning, one of my clients, Rick, often sleeps through two alarms, and she sets 3 to 4 a night. You're sleep deprived.
Yeah, does she understand that now? I mean, after talking with you, that you really
yes.
should get up the first time. In fact, you're saying if you wake up automatically, then you're getting the right numbers
hours
right, of sleep.
That's right, exactly.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones with us on the program. Our website is susansmithjones.com. Information on our topic today and all of her books and a lot of great information. You can sign up for the monthly newsletter by going to the website. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So many people say, you know what, I take a couple of naps during the day, I'm fine. Others will say, I catch up on the weekend. Let's start, first of all, with catching up. Is it possible, once you've lost that sleep, is it possible to catch up on it?
Well, yes and no. That's a good answer.
Okay, yeah,
yeah. Question. See, 95% of Americans suffer from some type of sleep disorder at some time in their lives, 60% from persistent sleep disorders. And when it comes to sleep, researchers have found that most people require about 8 hours, and every hour you lose adds to your sleep indebtedness, and you cannot expect to catch up by sleeping in late one day a week, because the lost sleep accumulates progressively and contributes to long-term health problems. And this isn't just with adults. Children and teens actually need more sleep than adults. And sleep loss affects how they learn. It increases the chance of accidents, depression, or violent and aggressive behavior. Now, we both know that a few enlightened businesses are adopting the pioneering view that napping can actually promote productivity. So some companies even have special nap rooms. And people often say, well, what time during the day should I take a nap? You don't want to take it too close to bedtime, because that will throw off that internal clock. You don't want to have it too long, because that will throw off your internal clock. And by the way, if you have insomnia, naps are actually, they can actually aggravate your night's sleep, because by taking off the edge of your sleepiness, an afternoon nap might make it a little bit harder for you to get sleep at night. So if you're sleepy because of insomnia, napping should be avoided. And remember, too, that naps are not recommended after meals. It's, you know, Rick, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's natural to want a nap after eating, because the distension of the stomach from the meal increases that deep sleep drive. And the problem is that if you overeat, the digestive process may interfere with the quality of your sleep, and conversely, sleep may interfere with the digestive process. So you're better off to allow digestion to occur before sleeping, because both digestion and sleep tend to work better when performed separately.
Before we move on, I want to ask you about napping. What's your definition of a nap in terms of time? Are we talking 10 minutes? Are we talking 45 minutes? What is a power nap? I associate that with maybe 10 or 15 minutes. Is that what we should
That's
be looking
right.
at?
That's right. You're okay. exactly right. 10 minutes is good. Some people just need 10. 20 is good. You don't want to get much longer than 30.
Because then it becomes...
So keep them short and sweet.
Yeah, at some point when you nap, you become, it's regular sleep. So that's sort of counterproductive. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones with us on the program. Take a short break. We'll be back. We're talking about Sleepless in America. You can get a hold of Dr. Susan at the website susansmithjones.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages. Our guest on the program today is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about Sleepless in America. I mentioned at the beginning of the program the new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. In that, you talk about the role exercise plays in so many facets of our lives, including sleep. Talk about that connection. If we exercise, we're probably going to sleep better.
You absolutely will, because I'll just say this very simply. If you're interested in getting more quality sleep each night, try exercising. Exercise helps you sleep better, but here's one key factor. You don't want to exercise strenuously right before you go to bed at night, because it accelerates the body's metabolic rate, which can then remain revved up for a few hours, making it tough to sleep. So morning exercise routines, or if you've got insomnia, exercising about 4 hours before bedtime will help you sleep much better.
You'll find that in Dr. Susan's new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. Information available at the website. Let's talk, in the time we have left, a couple of topics that are important. The sleeping environment. It's one thing to say, I really need to get the sleep, and then we take all of we go to sleep with the television on, we have our iPhone next to us as we go to sleep. Talk about the right sleeping environment.
And I'll tell you what, I could do 3 hours on this, and I want to mention that there's lots about this on my website. So I'll go through some ideas quickly, and you can get the reasons on the website. You've got to make your sleeping experience more a sanctuary, conducive environment to sleeping. You want to always sleep in natural fiber PJs if you wear them. You want the room to be dark, cool, and quiet. You want fresh air with a couple green plants. The extra oxygen from the green plants will help promote sleep. You want the pillow to be cool. Sometimes I'll take a gel, we're having a heat wave here in Brentwood in L.A., I'll take a gel pack from the freezer, put it on my pillow, and then remove it when I go to sleep. A little essential oil of lavender on the pillowcase promotes relaxation and calm. You need a good mattress. If you're side sleeping, you want a spare pillow between your legs. If you're a back sleeper, you want it under your knees. It's best not to sleep on your stomach because it promotes low back pain. So those are just a few in a nutshell, and I've got more if we have time.
Yes, give us a few more, because it really is important. We can talk all, as we have in this program, about what happens when we're sleep deprived, but if we don't have the right setting for the right atmosphere for sleep, we're still going to cut ourselves short.
All right. Now, I've talked many times about an infrared sauna. I've got lots of info on my website. If you can afford to get an infrared sauna, when you take a sauna 2 hours before bedtime, then your body cools down. And the process of going from extra high heat, besides an infrared sauna is so great for your body overall, but when your body heat cools down, that bigger drop in temperature from high heat to cooling down creates more melatonin in your body. And if you want to sleep like a baby, you take a sauna about 2 hours before bedtime. Keep in mind that body temperature drop, that melatonin is released in higher amounts, and it gets the body physiologically ready for sleep. You see, people with insomnia don't have the normal drop in temperature, so they aren't as ready for deep sleep. Heating up the body 4 hours before bedtime with exercise, to give it enough time for that adrenaline release caused by the exercise to wear off, that's why you don't do it right before bedtime, can assist in that physiological drive into deep sleep. If you don't have a sauna, a hot bath 2 hours before bedtime is great. That's why it's good to bathe the babies before they go to bed. It will really help them sleep like a baby. Another tip is don't eat too close to bedtime. A big spicy meal can cause that sleep-inhibiting indigestion, and excessive hunger will make you restless. So choose your meals wisely. Carbo-rich meals send that amino acid tryptophan to the brain, which induces sleep. Proteins inhibit tryptophan's journey to the brain, making you more alert. So if you're hungry after the evening meal, choose a healthy carbohydrate snack instead of protein. A lot of people say, well, I just drink alcohol and that puts me to sleep. Alcohol is a stimulant and blocks the restful sleep experience during the REM cycle. And you also want to get a balance of minerals throughout the day, like calcium, magnesium, and iron, because these all have a sedative effect, and deficiencies in them may keep you awake. Sleep aids, melatonin's good. You don't want to overdo that, though. And also chamomile tea about an hour before bedtime really calms the body and gets it ready for sleep.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, we're talking about Sleepless in America, the shocking statistics. You just addressed something I was going to ask you about, natural sleep aids, in the minute or so we have left in the program. And I'm looking back through my notes, 43 million prescriptions for sleeping pills. And that really is a last resort, isn't it? There are a lot of things that you can do so you don't have to pop a pill to try to get sleep.
No, that's right. And that statistic is from 2.5 years ago. I bet it's probably near to 50 million.
I would bet so, too. It's certainly not going down any, you would guess, during that period. A lot of information that we talked about today and more on the website, SusanSmithJones.com. 30 seconds or so left here. Doctor, talk about the book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, because you'll actually sign a copy and send it out to people.
Yes, I will. And this book, and on all my latest four books, but especially my new one, I'm so proud of it, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. You can get it in Kindle and other reader forms. You can go to Amazon to get it. But if you get it from me, I will personally autograph it to you. I will write a personal note card to you that you can keep forever. And I also include a really lovely bookmark. And those orders would come to me. I tell you how to do that on my website, SusanSmithJones.com. And it's a special limited edition. It's done with a gloss lamination on the pages and a hinge spine, if you know what that is.
Yes.
And you get a special edition of the book autographed personally to you by me with a note card and a bookmark.
And the book is so valuable to you and your health. Invest in Yourself with Exercise. All that is, Dr. Susan said, on the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Of course, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Dr. Susan's website. Great information on the program today, Sleepless in America. Information once again on the websites. Dr. Susan, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk again next month.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.